We're featuring the voices of veterans on KUNC this week, part of StoryCorps' Military Voices initiative. Sometimes the voice we most want to hear is the one missing, the void left in a family when a loved one is lost in combat. U.S. Marine Sergeant Nick Walsh was killed in Iraq at the age of 27, leaving his wife, two sons, parents, and three siblings to reckon with the loss. He died the same day his younger brother Ian graduated high school. This is the year Ian Walsh also turned 27. Ian joined his younger sister Fiona to remember their older brother.
He had really beautiful blue eyes, and he always had short, even before he joined the Marines, he had short, cropped black hair. He got in trouble a lot. He and my mom and dad fought, I remember that. But then he got out of high school, and he joined the Marines, and he loved it. He was really good at what he did. He was in Force Recon. He became a sergeant.
I just remember him being like really big, like really tall and handsome and funny.
He was so excited when you were born. You were like his
favorite.
Well,
who could blame him?
We come from a long line of military family. Our uncle served in Vietnam. Our granddad, our dad's dad, he was in World War II. So my dad, I think, was really proud, but mom was like really, she was really upset. Mom always tells the story about how she remembers like his first morning back. She woke up really early, but she found him. He was already awake and he was ironing his shirts. And it was like a totally different Nick because he used to not do that. But, you know, like his bed was perfectly made and he was ironing his shirts. He and his wife and sons came to see us after his first tour, and they spent like a week with us, and it was his first time ever coming to Colorado, and he really loved it here and thought it was so beautiful. And then I can remember watching them leave and he was waving, and I knew that that was the last time I was ever going to see him. He went on his second tour like a couple weeks later, and then that's when he died. On the highways outside of Fallujah, he was shot by an enemy sniper and he was killed. He was a lot more put together than I was. I don't know. When he died, my life kind of like took sort of a tailspin a little bit. I don't know if it was because he died when I was like graduating or... But I've always kind of been afraid of... Growing up, I don't know, I've been like afraid of responsibility. He was my age when he died.
How does it feel to like be the oldest now when you weren't, like, you know what I mean, like you were the second oldest
and now you're the oldest? I think about that a lot, especially this year. You know, he did so much and he helped people, and you know, I don't know. It's hard. It's really hard to lose a sibling. It's really hard. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Much? I mean, yeah. You were, how old were you?
Six.
Six? He loved you.
Well. If you got like one more day with Nick, like if he came back and you could spend one day with him, what would you do?
I would want it to be the whole family. If it's like one day, like you didn't get to spend enough time with him. I don't know. I just would want to hang out. Like, I would just, like, want to ask him a bunch of questions. I'd really like him to be my girlfriend right now. Because I really like her. And I his approval would mean a lot to me. I think he would like her, too. Just kind of joke around. Maybe go see a movie. See something funny. And I don't know. Just hang out. Like, that's all I'd want to do.
Ian Walsh and his girlfriend live in Fort Collins. He spoke with his younger sister, Fiona Walsh, at Colorado State University in May. All of the interviews you've heard this week were recorded by StoryCorps at CSU. Excerpts were selected and produced by KUNC. To hear more, go to kunc.org.